AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things
all of it.
R&B.
Yeah.
Oh, you ever been to the trap?
I know I have.
Oh, a lot of people say they been. A lot of people say they know.
Yeah.
But this one man orchestrated the soundtrack around the whole damn thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, we're going to keep this short and sweet and get right to the
shit.
Y'all make some noise for Mr. Zay Coven in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Zay Coven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Preach now. Preach.
Are you kidding me? Nah, I got to start off the pod like this.
Mm-hmm. What you going
to
do?
I got to start it off like this. Jay said, you need to get with Zay while you're in Atlanta. It's like, yeah, let me get with Zay. You know what I'm saying? Let me pick his brain on some of this stuff I'm doing because I'm tapping into the trap.
Yeah.
I'm tapping into it.
This is SLP2.
SLP2.
Yeah.
I want to know if I'm tapping correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is a tap. It's a specific tap that you have to be tapping.
It is.
In order to be tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the studio and I'm sitting with Zay and I'm like, I want to play you a song. That I had that I just think is fire. Cray, shout out to Bam who did the track on that. I said, I think this is fire, the vibe. I think I'm in a good place with this. And I played it for him. You know, Zay don't get, you know, he
don't get too excited.
He don't get too excited. He don't jump out the window. You know what I'm saying? Even if he like it, he's just he's there.
That's y'all.
Yeah, there go.
That's it.
There go. There go right there. I said, now I'm gonna play you another version.
A version of it. Yeah.
What's my guy?
Rich Homie.
With Rich Homie, my guy. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to play you the Rich Homie version. I said, it's a little different. I don't know if he interrupted the vibe or messed up what was going on, you know. I'm pitching my hate.
yeah.
You know, I'm pre-selling my hate.
I do the same thing.
To just make sure he's on my side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I start playing it. And as soon as I start playing it, because Rich Homie's in the intro, I'm like, he's a boss, motherfucker, she know it. He like this. he gave me a look. Nigga, I got to my verse. Rich Homie came in. He said, stop it right there. That's it right there.
That's it.
What's the problem? I said, you don't think that, I don't think nothing. Mm-mm. See, that's your problem. You thinking. You think you using your talented mind. Yeah. I said, what am I using? You using your talented mind. These niggas out here just doing it.
You gotta feel good.
They just feel good. They just putting it out there. You overthinking it. That's it. I said, that's it. And I had to go home, go back to the hotel, and think about how much I still didn't know. About this shit.
And the main thing he said to you, you're being too talented.
Too talented.
Relax, brother. You're trying to sell this music to people who aren't musical.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't play piano or sing.
They don't know the scale.
They don't know he's singing out of scale. They don't know none of that.
It's got to feel good.
They know it feels like good.
Yep. That's all that matters.
Stop overthinking the feeling.
I don't never overthink that.
Listen, ever since you said that, I have not been overthinking anything.
You ain't supposed to.
I barely do backgrounds.
You're already talented. Like, you already too good. So what you finna overthink it some more for?
We are. I'm making 12 songs in one.
That's it. There you go.
That was me. My problem.
Yeah.
Just trying to
make it perfect.
Trying to outdo me.
Yeah.
Looking in the mirror, singing to myself.
Mm-hmm. We call it chasing ghosts.
Chasing ghosts.
I like that. That's what it is.
So, brother, first of all, family member, you know, fellow church musician.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming here and hanging
come
out
on,
with us,
man. You know I had to come and hang out with y'all. No,
real family.
Nah, but you're for a guy. Sure.
Yeah, you're a guy. Your time is money. We know
we
this.
We appreciate
that.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, as I spoke to the church musician in you, I want to go back to the beginning, Zay. I want to go back to where, you know, somebody identified that you had a gift and you had talent. What day was that? What age was that? What church was that?
So when I first started playing, and I don't think nobody identified I had a gift. Mm-hmm. I was just in church so much in Mississippi that you don't really got a choice but to find something to do while you at. If you at church 4 days a week, it's like, bro, and as a kid, I got to find something to do.
Yeah.
I'm outside wrestling and doing whatever, but, you know, with other time, you in church.
Yeah.
So, naturally, if you in church and you want to play some music, you're going to start out with the drums.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play the drums.
Yeah.
But me and seven other little kids want to play the drums. So, now we got to take turns playing songs.
Yeah.
Now, I'm like, bro, I don't want to wait around to play one song. So, I start go hanging out with the guy that's playing the organ. First guy was named Sheldon Harrington. Still my peoples to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, he the guy that really showed me how to play, but he gave me some bad habits. We laugh about it all the time. He had a transpose organ.
I know where you're going with
this. Boy, everything we play is either gonna be in C or it's gonna be in G. We can't play black keys.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what.
Because you just With the keys,
it's fingering. And
once you're prolific in a key and then the fingering for the matter,
you stay there.
You stay. You don't want to go nowhere. You're uncomfortable everywhere.
I had a guy. His name is Chuki.
Mm-hmm.
He was hella fire musician. Drums, guitar, keys. Yeah. He do it all. Sing.
Uh-huh.
But something about him in B flat was extraterrestrial.
You can't do nothing with him in B flat.
Can't do nothing with him in B flat. And so I was the music director for the choir we was playing for. Mm-hmm. And I literally, like, when we were doing transitions and stuff, I would have to wait for him to transpose his keyboard so he could get to B. You know, so he get whatever song we're in to B. Yeah. But when I say he got
couldn't touch him.
Wearing the church out. I said, we'll wait.
That's a musician for you right there.
Press your button. We'll wait. But go ahead.
Nah, so you know, I learned a lot of music. Man, I was so cold. And see, I don't even, it was so crazy. I don't know if anybody watched me make beats on YouTube or whenever time I make a beat, I'm always in C. I'm always in C minor.
Hmm.
Now I can play in all the other keys, but every time, for some reason, every time I make a beat, I want to transpose it to C. Even if I'm doing it in E or F, whatever, I transpose it to where I'm in C, because that's just, like, I guess that's my sound.
That's your comfort zone.
That's my comfort zone when I'm making beats.
Is it really in the key of C, or are you just transforming the so that you can play
in C? So I can play in C. Okay. Yep. Okay. So, you know, that's if anybody, that's any musician that watched, I know they'd be like, man, why he always, it's always in C when he, you know, when
he's playing. Right.
But that's, when making beats, that's what I do.
But you got to go to your go-to.
Yeah, it's a go-to. And to me, I'm one of those producers that has a specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes that sound. It's just, you know.
You do, yeah.
You know, you get what I'm saying? It's like that. So
listen, if it ain't broke.
Nah, you can't.
How many years you been doing this?
I've been doing for, man. So Icy was 2004. So
19
years. We're about 20 years in. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Still.
Listen.
Yeah. Not broke.
Now, when I had to go to the next church, they ain't got no transposer.
They ain't got no transposer.
Man, you know how a lady get up there and sing a solo, in C sharp or something? It's like, boy, I drown them out. I turn that thing up so loud and press C so loud, you gonna go down. You ain't finna make me look bad up here.
Bully me in the E.
Nah,
You better get down here.
Now some of them singers, you know, they strong-willed it.
Yeah.
So they like, nah, you gotta come up to C sharp. I turn that organ off and act like something wrong with it. You know, now you look around like, I don't know what's going on. What's wrong with that organ?
What's wrong with this organ?
Man, something wrong with the organ. But listen now, when they done, I'm coming back and see. Like, I knew how to play it now.
I'm
don't act like
cooking.
I ain't know what I was doing.
I'm back cooking now.
Don't act like I ain't know how to play it.
You pick up the song. Hey, boy, that is church.
That's church.
That's,
come on, man. That's
church. Real life.
That's real life right
there.
What was
my key? I hated A.
Man, I ain't never like A. I ain't never like B or E. Them three keys,
I don't like A. I'll give you E. I don't like E.
I don't like E.
I can play in E, but I don't like E either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, those are the two keys that just got it. But all the black keys?
Yeah.
All this?
That's E, yeah.
This is my money.
This is my favorite now. C-sharp is my favorite now. But C-sharp, A-flat, or B-flat too. But before, boy, ain't nothing but all white key. You can't go wrong.
You know when C-sharp became my favorite?
Mm-mm. Kelly.
That's when C sharp became my favorite.
And he used to use that same pattern
the
time.
Same pattern. I said, what is that?
Yep.
And we would be in church during offering.
In church, offering, like offering time. That man playing down low.
The people that know.
No, I'm saying don't keep the Lord on the down low.
Yeah.
If you're going to praise him, praise him up high.
Yeah, that's it. You right. You did it right.
Praise him up high.
Nah, you did it right, boy.
So you plan out Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
How long are y'all in Mississippi?
So I went to elementary school in Mississippi. Then I went to middle school. Like, my first year of middle school in Mississippi, too. So we went from Grenada, Mississippi to Jackson, Mississippi. You know, me and my dad was in the military, so I'm moving all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Germany.
Oh, yeah, I got even more parallels.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What branch?
Army.
Army? Mm-hmm. Okay. If I was Air Force, yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
so I was born in Frankfurt, Germany. You know what I mean? So I was just moving all my life. Every 3 years, I'm going somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, like you was talking about earlier, like people ask where I'm from. I say the Bay Area because after I moved from Mississippi, we moved to San Diego. stayed there for a little while. Went to middle school, first year of high school. Then I moved to San Francisco. But you know, you don't really start becoming who you are to your real high school years.
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of formulating, you know, who I was. So when people ask me where I'm from, I always say the Bay, because that's where, you know, that's where I got my name and my game from. So
right. You was born in Frankfurt,
Germany.
That's
so you a dual citizen?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's great.
Do you go back?
I've been back once, but it was, you know, it was a short trip. Me and my dad went out there, but I ain't really just explored Germany like I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're a real live German out here.
German, man.
German, man.
That's why my name is Zaytoven.
All these years I know you, I didn't know why. Yeah.
Now I didn't know either.
I'm gonna be honest, yeah. I didn't know either. I didn't know till some years back. Like, dang, you know what? Beethoven is from Germany. So, you know, I ain't put that together till late on, to be honest with you.
So Zaytoven's your real name?
No, Zaytoven is my producer name. But I didn't really put it together.
So you gave yourself the name Zaytoven, not even conscious
not
of...
Not even thinking about that, Beethoven and where he's from.
Because he's from...
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
That caught up years later.
But that's like design.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Right. Yeah.
So when you touch down in the Bay, is it a culture shock for you? Because you at this point you in high school, you know, first, second year of high school, and obviously I'm from there. But I understood early on that this place is very different from anywhere else. Anywhere. It's literally an island, you know, or islands. You know what I mean? Like, it's water that separates each city, and it really becomes whatever is going on that island ain't really going on nowhere else. We are very insulated.
Yeah. It's his own thing.
So when you get there, 14, 15 years old, you already... well versed in music. You've been playing since you was a very young fella. Are y'all immersed in the church scene up in the Bay when y'all first get there?
Nope. So we was forced to move to the Bay. My dad had to move,
Y'all to Presidio?
Yeah, Presidio.
Yeah, okay.
So now the biggest shock for me was I was in San Diego. San Diego probably was the prettiest city I ever lived in.
Beautiful.
Man, it was just, the schools I went to, everything was just so high-end and nice. I come to the Bay, bro, I'm on Presidio. It's like 3-4 houses. These don't, you know, it's half of these houses abandoned out here.
Abandoned.
It's like it's shut down out here. It's ugly. It's cold. Then the school I go to is Galileo High School, and it's like a prison. I'm like, like cool it high.
My mama wouldn't let me go there.
Really?
It's my neighborhood high school. It's literally the high school in my neighborhood. He went to the same high school as O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson. I go to school, they walking around with radios and everything. Like, man, kind of school? What I just came to? I'm used to some high-end, nice.
Yeah.
Man, they even brought me to the hood. Like,
The G house.
You know what I mean? So that was the biggest shock for me. But... naturally, like anything else, man, once you get there, you start making friends and start getting adapted to what's going on. Now, I couldn't leave it. Like, I turned ghetto from San Francisco. And I'm ghetto now. It's like, when I say I'm ghetto, it's like, I like hood. Like, if I go to the club, it's the hole in the wall. Like, it's hood. If you listen to the music I make, it's like, I like hood music. Yeah. You know what I mean? Street music.
Yeah.
I'm a church musician to this day. But that's, you know, when it comes to, you know, rap music or whatever, it's like secular music, I like hardcore hood music. You know what I mean? So, and that comes from San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco turned me out.
But that's the part that also isn't talked about a lot about the city. And I mean, Tank knows because he's been there with me so many times. He's like, I didn't even know this existed in a city like San Francisco. But the black community is so small that we just have these pockets. And when you get in that pocket,
they street.
Wow. It's fully street. It's full, it's with everything you with.
Yeah.
And whatever you want is here.
It's right there.
Man, it's
right
available.
There. It's right there.
So for you to go there and be pushed into that, I get it. Because there's no... And people get it confused. They're like, wait, but it's San Francisco, man. And they show y'all bridges and all this. I said, they're showing you that.
Yeah, but.
So you'll come there for tourism.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing everything else under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our little 7% at the time when we was there, our 7% community that's now probably 3 or 4%,
yep,
was so active.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could not get away from it.
Yeah.
You couldn't get away from it if you lived there.
If you lived there, yeah.
If you lived there.
I fell in love with the Bay.
But that's also divine. It's divine.
It's divine. Come on, bro.
It's more what it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I always look at it like that.
Yeah, in order for you to be who you are.
And it's very musical.
Yeah.
And it's very musical. Very, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, especially in the Fillmore, you know, it was known back in the days as the Harlem of the West. You know what I mean? The neighborhood that we're from. It's like, so jazz music was, the blood of jazz music, the spirit of jazz music is still in San Francisco to this day. You know, Yoshi's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in those type of places, literally in our neighborhood. So the music is there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But by the time you got there, the music is totally different. It's mob music.
Yep.
It's mob music.
What is mob music?
It's street
very,
music
it's
for
very
sure.
Aggressive.
But it's got its own sound, you know what I mean? And you got to be in the city to even know what that is or even like the music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everywhere outside probably like, man, I don't like that.
They don't even get it.
They don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's a mob song that I would know?
That you would not. You would have to be there.
It's underground music.
I mean, you was at my birthday party when you was
getting low.
Tank was doing a get low at my birthday party.
Just felt right.
With San Quinn on stage. San Quinn performing Find Out the Hard Way.
Okay.
Doom, 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 doom. That's my music.
Okay.
Because that's my music.
It's like deep bass, heavy bass. Like,
I like my music.
It's haunting.
It's haunting.
I like my music.
That's what it is.
I like my music.
It did
something to me.
Yeah.
We was on stage. I said, I don't know what's happening
right now.
I'm with it.
Nah, for sure.
What are we doing?
Yep.
What is the dance?
Nah, for sure.
What is the dance?
For sure. That's what that is.
Yeah. It's haunting.
It's original thing, because I come from a regional thing. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get it. I come from go-go music.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Same thing. Yeah.
Where it's just that tribal thing.
You got to be in the DMV to really understand it.
Yeah.
You got
to really appreciate
it.
That's the bay to understand mob music.
Yeah.
Did you start making mob music?
You ain't got no choice.
Okay, so go back. When is the first time you say, okay, a musical, I got all of these cool things happening, maybe I should start making beats?
Man, I started making beats. So first of all, the way I started making beats is my buddy JT, the bigger figure from the Bay, he was like one of the biggest bosses, you know, in San Francisco at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He seen me playing the keyboard at the football game and came to me like, hey, bro, I need to get you in the studio. The man took me to his mama house where the studio was. Zay, this is how you make the drum machine work with the keyboard. This is how you add sounds. All right, cool, you got it. I bet I'll be back. And I'm just at his house every day just making beats, putting it on cassette tapes. Now, first, you know, I play the piano in church, so all my beats sounded like, bro, they too happy. What kind of beats is this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? They piano driven. They just happy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to do.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the more I started making beats, and I remember him starting to rap on one, then the other little guy from the neighborhood started rapping on a couple of beats. So I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then when San Quinn rapped on the beat, first time rapping on one of my beats, I was like, bro, I made it. Because San Quinn was like a hood hero.
He was our neighborhood superstar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, absolutely. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what got me. And all this stuff is, like you say, is regional music. And I still feel like my music is like regional. Even though it's like more South driven now, it's still more underground, like regional type.
No, you made people come to you.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
You've never change who you are in this whole thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Did you create that sound that is your sound in his studio, or was that something that just kind of evolved?
Evolved into that. Yeah. You know, because I went from the Bay and I came to Atlanta, so now
come here fresh out of high school?
No, my parents moved, like my dad retired and they moved to Atlanta. Like, we going to live somewhere that's cheaper than San Francisco.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was so stuck on the Bay, I stayed. You know, I started making little beats. I'm selling beats for $200. I'm playing at the church where I've been at for the last couple of years. All my friends here.
Right.
I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't until I started laying away studio equipment, laying away a drum machine, laying away a keyboard. I got it. I want to set up my own studio, but I ain't got nowhere to set it up. I'm staying at the pastor's house. I can't set up no studio over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You finished that gal at this point.
I'm finished that gal.
Okay.
I went to Marin College. I started going to Marin.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because, you know, I'm playing basketball. Yeah, so I was like, Marin. I was.
Oh, see, that's the other part.
Yeah, I was
this
playing
is
basketball.
One of my rival point guards.
Nigga, you go
yeah.
hoop?
Yeah.
Come on.
Say go
bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who this, can't hoop that do music? Who? Where they
a couple of these niggas
so
can't.
Oh, they can't hoop. Oh, it's a lot of them. Okay.
We're not going to give niggas that.
To me, it's like that, bro. If you ain't hooping and you ain't doing music, then, you know, what you doing?
You caught up in some other shit.
Yeah, you on something else.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, I went to Marin only for a little while because I didn't realize, like, you know, we won state championship that year.
Mm-hmm.
Gal, that was 1998. I'm going to play basketball after this in Marin, not knowing that when I go to Marin, like, bro, okay, Zay, everybody's 6'3", and whoever they point guard is, he just as fast and as, you know, as I am.
But he's
so
six
I'm
foot
like
three.
Third, I'm third yeah. string now. It's like, yeah. man, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm making music, and I just start realizing, like, the basketball stuff, like, man, that's too far-fetched.
Yeah.
So I just started, you know, doing the music, started getting my own studio equipment.
And for you, though, this was a little different for you. Like, so I'll give Tank some context.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to the very basketball-driven high school
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Yeah.
Balboa,
yeah.
We were a powerhouse.
Yeah.
But nobody went to school out of it. Like, nobody got scholarships. You know, niggas just... kicking it in hoop.
That's it, yeah.
Right? His school, though, was at that point, it was like they were like the younger version of us. I was the baby on my team because I played varsity as a freshman. So I was playing the whole time, but they were my age at that time. So by the time they got to their senior year, these niggas was cold. They was whooping niggas.
Nasty.
And the one thing they had, though, was kids that were going to go to school. So he got to see like the Walls twins.
Yep.
You met Kenny and Lenny.
Kenny and Lenny, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I mean? One went to the NFL, one played very
Boston
high
College.
Level at Boston
yeah,
College.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he got to see that up closer. You for me, it was kind of mm-hmm. like, well, don't none of us go to college.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care who recruited me.
Yeah.
For something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that pushed me. Even though I had done music as a kid, mm-hmm. it pushed me away from basketball.
Gotcha.
Because I'm just like, man. Out of this high school,
ain't nothing popping.
Ain't nothing popping. And I used to call it the 13th grade, junior college. I'm like, I ain't going to the 13th grade.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, the 13th grade.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm cool. So for you, I could see you being like, all right, I'm gonna go here and hoop.
Yeah, just that's the only
guys,
reason I'm gonna go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my same teammates I just won to state with.
Yeah.
They going to these big schools to play football, play basketball. So I get it.
But I didn't really want to go like that. I was just going to like to hoop. Just that's you know when you younger and your parents are like, okay, what you gonna do, what you need to do, you gotta pick something you gonna do.
You gotta give them something.
So that's what I'm finna do.
And they already gone.
So I'm living in San Francisco by my, you know, not with none of my family.
Yeah.
So even though I was doing music and I started working with a lot of, you know, Bay Area artists, I didn't look at it as in I'm gonna be a big time producer, or this how I'm gonna pay my bills, or none of that. I was just doing it because I enjoyed doing it. Mm-hmm. And I can hustle and make a few dollars doing it. You know what I mean?
Your eyes are not set on music at all.
No, not at all.
And in that league,
I ain't thinking nothing like that.
That's crazy.
So what prompts you to move to Atlanta? Of course, your parents are here, but
yeah. Well, my parents has a basement in their house. And I didn't lay away all the studio equipment. I got all this studio equipment. I got my computer, keyboard, drum machine, but I ain't got nowhere to set it up. I can't afford to go live by myself nowhere in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, "Won't you come, you know, come on home, come down here." So I shipped all my equipment down there and set up my studio in my parents' basement.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still doing it for fun. It ain't like okay, I'm trying to make it in music.
Yeah.
No, I'm just doing it because my little brother can rap, my cousin can rap, buddy up the street can rap. It's going to be fun to do it. I enjoyed making beats and recording songs. I was rapping. You know what I mean? So it's like we having a ball doing this.
Right.
But then I start going to, I also cut hair.
Yeah.
So,
That's the other thing he's known for.
I was known for cutting hair. You know, the whole basketball team, all the people at school, I'm cutting hair. So I came to Atlanta.
Many talents.
Hustling. Hustling. That's all it is, hustling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I'm a church musician. Okay, I make $400 on the week doing this. I can cut some hair. I can sell a few beats.
You was gonna never be broke.
No, yeah. I wasn't gonna be broke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm a hustler.
Yeah.
So that's how I looked at it. So I came down here, got my license while I was in Atlanta, you know, and then I started cutting at the shop.
Your barber's license.
Got my barber license, cutting at the shop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I gotta do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So got the license, but then people started knowing me for cutting hair, but then they know things they got the studio at his mama house too. You know, so people start coming around. That's where Gucci come out of. It comes from that. It just comes from Zay got the studio. Oh, he rap. Oh, I know this dude. He want to come over. And Gucci was one of those guys that came over.
Is that how it kicked off?
Somebody just brought Gucci to
your
house.
A dude named Dre Malik, rest in peace. He had passed not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he the one brought Gucci over. And it's just because I'm a new kid in the city and I got a studio. You know, you got a studio. Everybody want to come to the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gucci.
And everybody had their own studio.
No, everybody had their own studio.
Right.
Matter of fact, I don't know nobody else that had their own studio in the house at that time.
Yeah.
So, my house flooded with people coming over, you know. And we just recording, having a ball.
What are your parents saying?
First of all, now I told you my dad was in the military, right?
Yeah.
I remember when Pop's coming downstairs like, hey, bro, I don't know what you think this is, but I take all this equipment and throw it on the ground outside. Like, this ain't no studio. And you got to think, niggas coming to my house smelling like weed and all.
Yeah.
My folks looking like, nigga, you done lost your mind. What you got going on?
Y'all tell them to come down.
But it's like this, but you know, moms and dads are different.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always had that thing where it's like she trying to push me to do something, you know? Like, I used to play for her when she sing at church. She was the choir director. So it's like she always, you know, pushed me to do something. She the one pushed me to go to college. You think you want to play basketball? Go try it. Go do it.
Yeah.
So when I got people come to the studio, she kind of just to, you know, kind of close the door so my pops can't really hear it. He don't know I got, you know, she was kind of helping me out in that sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I will say that. Like, you know, she kind of helped me in that area.
So Gucci comes over.
Gucci coming.
Yeah.
And what happens?
So Gucci comes. Like, you know, he a street guy, and he got his little nephew. Gucci wrote a song for him. His name was Lil Buddy, and he wrote a song for him called Lil Buddy. Like, I need you to make a beat for this. Like, you know, I'm going to pay you to make a beat for my little nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made the beat. Gucci going there rapping him, trying to teach his little nephew how to do it. But I'm like, dang, like, he sound hard. Like,
yeah.
You sound like, bro, you sound dope. Like, you need to
you
do this song.
You sound like a real artist.
Yeah, you sound like an artist.
He wasn't an artist yet?
Man, this is a stretch. I can't even get into who Gucci was back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So, but it turned into, for real, Zay, all right, he come over the next day, he do a song for himself. Before you know it, every day, Zay, I'm talking about 7:30 in the morning. Zay, I'm up brushing my teeth. I'm finna come over. I bet. So we just making songs
every day. He just caught the bug. Yeah.
And I love making beats. And it's like, well, we just recording every day. Before you know it, oh, I'm going to go perform one of our songs at the club tonight. We used to go to this club called the Libra on Moreland Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
For you know it, it's like Gucci already got a name. He got a name but for doing other stuff.
Yeah.
But he got a real name in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people kind of resonate to the music a little different. So he would start coming like a hood hero with the music. And I'm making the beats. And one thing I can't pay Gucci for is the promotion that he gave me.
Saying your name.
Mm-hmm. Man, this man talk about me like I'm the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it used to be embarrassing because we go to the studio with a whole bunch of street guys. His first introduction. Hey, and this is my producer, Zay, told me he don't drink, he don't smoke, he don't cuss, he play organ at church. It's like, bro, why you got to say all that? like, why are you saying all that? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm talking about, we around like,
it's,
you know,
it's a safety introduction.
Yeah.
It's a that's a good guy.
God, right?
Yeah, I feel that.
That's a good guy, right?
Yeah.
I feel
that.
Now he was looking out.
But he was not bragging thinking that. Though.
Yeah, he bragging though.
He bragging.
Yeah. Don't fool with him. And he with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bragging.
Yeah.
But you know how you done been? You know how you be like, man, I thank God ain't nothing happened to me because I've been in a lot of places like, bro, I shouldn't even been where I was at.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a lot of places where it's like, I'm not even knowing what I'm into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Innocently in places where I was like, Bronny, I shouldn't even been over there.
Yeah, they kicked that door in. Everybody wanted to. Including the guy who don't do none of it.
None of it, yeah. But I don't know. I'm just here because, you know, we doing music.
Yeah. This is why I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here for this.
You start doing this.
This is why I'm here. They ain't tell you. But
me and Gucci start getting like this.
Yeah.
So now it's when it comes to music, we on each other hip everywhere we go. Every studio, man, you can be in a studio with Gucci and Timbaland come by and bring some beats for Gucci.
So right? It just started being that thing.
He started getting, you know, Gucci started getting like everybody want to work with Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci been there listening. He can be in there listening to the Neptune beats. They in there playing them some beats. If I walk in the studio, I don't want y'all beats. Zay here now. So Zay, pull some beats up. Like, that's how loyal and that's how he was with, you know, mm-hmm. us doing music. And it was a sound. I guess he loved. One thing about me and Gucci is we never told each other that song whack. Even if I thought the song was whack, I ain't going to tell him it's whack. I feel, nah, this young going crazy. That's hard right there. He tell me the same thing. It's almost like, I know this beat ain't that hard. Say, I'm finna kill this. And it's like, you know. But I learned a lot in that because some of those same songs that I felt like, bro, that ain't it. When he go do a show, these some of his biggest songs that he performed.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't say that ain't it. So that's why I started learning to say everything is.
You never know. Everything
is. Everything is.
I learned that from Manny Fresh.
Man, everything is it.
Manny Fresh is just like, I mean, I got 1,000 beats.
Yeah.
Just, what you gonna put on it?
Yo, that's it.
I said, I need a smash beat.
Nah,
he said, they
nigga,
all smash beats.
They all smashes, bro. What you talking about?
What you gonna say on it?
Yeah.
I need to get to fighting somebody in the studio. I'm talking about, hey, I need a hit. Man, get out of my studio, bro. How much you need a hit?
So you need
a
hit.
Yeah, like, here's come on, bro.
Do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Like, stop doing that, bro. Hits don't come like that.
So what's your first moment of success? Like, where it's like...
So Icy was my first song that, so that hit the radio and in the club and everything.
I'm so icy. So icy.
Yes,
so what do you say when he says... My chain hang down to my dick.
I'm man,
he just went off at the end, though.
Man, it was like...
What's Playboy name that sings on the song?
Lil Will.
Lil Will.
Mm-hmm. I like Lil Will.
Yeah, Lil Will going crazy.
I like Lil Will.
Nigga, but when he said that at the end, I said, oh my God, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a
that,
hit.
You got that's a hit.
What year is that?
It's 2004.
Yeah,
I know I look like I'm like 22 years
bro,
old,
like,
but it's 2000.
Like
that was 2000.
Bro, I remember playing in a celebrity game, celebrity basketball game with Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
It was Gucci, Gucci, Roy Jones, and a bunch of other
people. Where was
people.
Y'all at? Not Alabama or something, was it?
You know, Tank. You know, Tango.
I'd be everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd be with
it. I remember going
to
one of them games. Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time meeting him and like going up and down the court with him. I was like, this nigga right here is funny.
Funny. He the funny. Yeah.
And I didn't really know what he was.
Yeah.
I knew the song.
Yeah.
But I really wasn't up on what this nigga is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he just seemed like a nice... funny dude, just cracking and getting up and down the court. I was like, you don't really hoop, do you, nigga? I was having fun.
Yeah,
nigga,
you
know
fun.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just fucking around. Nigga.
Yeah,
like, all right,
yeah.
Turned out he's really dangerous.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How did y'all kick So Icy off?
That's
so
a great question.
I cut hair at the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci called me. Like, hey, Zay, you know, Jeezy want to do a song with us. Like, we need to go to the studio. He got studio time set up for this. I leave the barbershop, go to my mama house, meet Gucci over there, make the beat. 5 minutes, you know, 5-10 minutes, because we trying to hurry up and get to the studio. Because Young Jeezy is the biggest thing going at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he moving.
But he
wanted
to do a song
with
Gucci.
Gucci.
Yeah. So we sitting there, you know, we get down to the studio and we just waiting in the lobby till it's time to go in there to do, you know, to do the song with him. And you can tell when we came in there, first of all, Gucci started bragging on me again so much. Like, yeah, he this and that, he all that. And I'm like, bro, please stop doing that, because I feel like when you play the beats, now they're going to be listening like, bro, he ain't all that.
Yeah,
like he all
this
that.
Better be the greatest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
One thing about my music back then, I never felt confident in my beats that much, because I didn't know how to mix. I didn't know how to master. My stuff just sounded just rough, or it didn't sound. You know how you go to the studio and somebody else's music sound like, well, that junk sound like it's supposed to be
like
on the radio.
On the radio right now.
That's
yeah,
big.
Right.
Yeah.
My music sound like, but it ain't turned. Can y'all turn it up a little bit? Or
can
I can't hear. Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? It's that what it sounded like. So I'm like, bro, quit doing all that bragging, bro, because you're going to make me look bad. And sure enough, when he pulled up the beat, So Icy, I just made it. Jeezy was like, yeah, that's cool if y'all want to do that. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't got nothing else.
He wasn't really feeling it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but Gucci, like, I was able to pull something else up, this and that. But I almost kind of got offended, because I didn't really know who Jeezy was and what he meant to, you know. I know he was popping, but it's like, bro, I felt like, hold on, I thought you said you want to do a song with us.
With us.
Like, how you going to tell us what we want to do?
Right.
So, long story short, we went back to the So Icy beat. Because I'm like, man, let's just do the song we came to do.
Yeah.
All right, then pull that back up. And then Jeezy like, I bet, that's what y'all want to do.
The
we'll
hook,
do it.
Everything is already on it.
No, nothing on
nothing's
it.
Nothing
on just
it.
A
okay.
beat.
It's just the
okay.
beat.
It's just a
it's
beat.
Just
oh,
a beat.
Okay, okay.
But Gucci sang the idea to him. Now, Gucci can't sing, but he's saying, all these girls are excited. Now, you got to think, at the time, Jeezy, it's BMF, they super street. Everything is super street.
Yeah.
This sound like Cotton Candy to him right now. Like, bro, what y'all even talking about? All these girls excited and all that.
Yeah.
But you got to think, Gucci in the mind frame of you seeing BMF, you seeing all this jewelry, all this money.
Right.
Icy is like, bro, that we trying to, you know, make a almost like a club type record.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he sang the hook, but then Lil Will happened to be in the studio. So he sung the hook for us.
Mm-hmm.
So now once he sing it, now it sound like...
Now
it sound
like we got something.
Oh, we might got something.
Yeah, because you, got a singer in there.
You got a singer in there. So now, back then, wasn't nobody using auto-tune. It was the first time somebody used... We used auto-tune on it very little bit. Now, T-Pain Sprung came out around the same time where he used a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah.
But we had used auto-tune before he even used it. You know, just fun fact. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We put auto-tune on it. And it's like, okay, now that the hook on it, where you see 15 people in the studio with their notepad out, like, bro, I'm finna put a verse on this. I'm trying to get a verse on this.
Okay.
After Jeezy put his verse on it first,
yeah.
Gucci was about to go in there and say a verse he already had. And I'm like, nah, bro, you got to come brand new. So we went in the other room while he writing his verse. But everybody in the studio, Boo from Cash Money was there. That's how he got on the song. He was there as well. But it's, you know, just miscellaneous people. Everybody got their pen out, like, ooh, I'm finna get on this. Coach K was there.
Yeah.
And Coach K was the first one saying, like, hey, bro, y'all got a hit. This a hit right
off
here.
Off the rip.
Off the rip. You like, bro, y'all got a hit. And before you know it, bro, it's like Jeezy was so popping, but he didn't have a hit song.
Yeah.
He had a whole lot of hard music, but he didn't have no song that sounded like that.
Yeah.
So now that the song is out on mixtape and starting to circulate in the street, every time Jeezy do a show, it's almost like, dude, so icy. They want to hear that song.
Yeah.
I remember Jeezy and P. Diddy was, I forgot the name of the club at the time, but they was on the bar and Jeezy was performing and they was doing all the songs that everybody know. But you can tell everybody, like, man,
waiting.
Me and Gucci sitting in the crowd. You know what I mean? Gucci, like, and they was like, but they want to hear So Icy. So they was like, man, call Gucci up here. Gucci like, Zay, give me your chain. Because he got a chain already, too. We both just got our necklace. Give me your chain so I can look extra icy.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't really all that icy, but you know, back then,
absolutely. Yeah.
Man, he got on stage and rocked it. And that's when you know it's like, that's the song. That's when everybody like, okay, we want that song. We need that song.
So as you say that,
mm-hmm.
I get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with me. One of my big homies from the Bay, God rest his soul, Shakir Stewart, he calls me. He said, Playboy, I need a favor. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
He like, and when he would give me those calls, I knew it was like, it was something. Yeah, it was something big. He the biggest executive in the industry at this point. He cracking.
Yeah.
He, in my opinion, Shakir was the first superstar A&R.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Like he was an artist.
Yeah.
He was that guy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And you know, he had did the Jeezy deal. And he said, it's this record. He said, most niggas don't know that this kid is from the Bay. I just found out this kid is from the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He out in Atlanta. So when he said that, I said, oh, he talking about Zay.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy shit is, you hadn't had no hit records yet.
Mm-mm. Nope.
But I just knew that because I'm like, the only nigga he could possibly be talking about. Like, he didn't did his research, yeah. And now he didn't figure out, oh, Jay from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Jay from Fillmore.
Yeah.
I just heard Zay Tovin is actually from out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Calling Jay. So I'm like, what you need?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, he got this record. He said, So Icy. I said, oh, I just heard that.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, 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 Zay cracking. Like, Zay cracking. I'm like, all right, what's the, he said, I need it. I said, well, Jeezy on the record.
Mm-hmm.
He like, no, I need it. I said, but that's they that's record right, from yeah. my understanding.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but we need that as Jeezy's right. first single.
Mm-hmm.
We trying to launch it off of that record. He said, can you get in contact with Zay? I said, I can call him. I said, I don't give out nobody's phone number. Anybody that know me, I don't give out nobody's phone number. I got to call you first.
Yeah.
And
be like, yo, such and such looking for you. Whatever it is. I don't care who it is. I'm not giving out nobody's phone number. So I call Zay. I'm like, bruh, they looking for you.
I'm like,
they looking for you. He like, yeah, nah, you talking about the record. I said, mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I said, my message was, say your number. And whatever that number is, they got it for you. ASAP. He said, hey, bruh, tell them that ain't they record.
Yeah.
I ain't about to play with that man's song.
I ain't about
My
to
hand was tired. Right now, what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. But I was hoping and praying that it can go on Jeezy album and right. Gucci album. Right. That's what I was hoping.
They can figure it out. Which, that does happen at times.
It does happen at times. Yeah. But I think Gucci was kind of looking at it as in Jeezy was so big at the time. If this goes on his project,
it's going to overshadow.
It's going to I ain't got no place in. I ain't got no place no more. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm just somebody on the song, and then my time is over with.
Yeah.
So now we need this to be this Gucci Man song.
Yeah.
And which was right. He needed that. You know what I mean? So, and I was with it. Like it wasn't no number. I didn't care about the money like that back then. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't no number that I can say that this gonna make me do that. Boy, no. So, and Gucci is my guy. Like I say, he called me 7:30 in the morning every day. Right. We go to the club.
This really your partner. That's like me selling tanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We go to the club now with our clothes. We go to the flea market and get our clothes spray painted with the song that he finna perform that night. That's how close, you know, we
was.
That's
crazy.
Man, if I'm gonna give you, come on, man, nah.
Because in a sense, it's your song too.
It's mine.
No matter where it goes.
They went to me. But you know, if it's going to Jeezy, it's going to be bigger because he got the bigger budget. Yeah. He got everything going on right now. But that don't mean that much to me. Matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. I was so locked in with Gucci, I didn't care if I produced for anybody else. You know what I mean? If I didn't get no bigger than that at the time, I felt like I'm straight.
Yeah,
as long as I'm doing his music, then I'm straight. I don't care about nobody else's music.
That's dope.
That's how it really was.
Yeah.
Because then nobody else get my music anyway. To him... But it's the hardest music in the world. Somebody else, they hear like, bro, what's that? What am I supposed to do with that? So, all right, I'm not appreciated over here. Let me go back over here where he loved the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Shit.
It was like that for a long time. You know how hard it is for me to produce for somebody else? Because I'm known as Gucci Man producer. It's like, okay, so you make that type of music.
That became the thing.
That's the thing. Yeah. Don't nobody rock with me. Because it's like, oh, you, Gucci Man is like the outlaw, you know, as far as the industry is like, oh, you with Gucci, you over there. Everybody else over here. But, okay, you and Gucci, y'all do y'all, you know, whoever with Gucci, y'all do y'all stuff over there. And hopefully y'all make it big. You know what I mean? But I was okay with that.
So once all the smoke clears, mm-hmm. and it's Gucci Mane's record, mm-hmm. and it hits the radio, do you feel a shift and a change? Because now you got a hit record on the radio.
I don't, you know what I felt like? I felt like, I want to say I got lucky almost.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this ain't going to happen again. So let me cherish the moment, the money I make off of it. Let me kind of tuck it, put it away.
Oh, so you didn't go get nothing crazy to do?
Well, I spent all the money, but you know. But you know how my thought pattern was.
What'd you buy, man?
I bought a studio. I spent all my money on studio equipment.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
so investment in my house looking like patchwork downstairs. Like, once you got all this stuff down, like a real studio down here.
Now your sound sounds different.
I'm excited though. But I was excited about still doing music at the house. Like I wouldn't, oh, all right, now I want to make another big record. I didn't think about none of that. You know what I mean? And you know how this music stuff, you can be a one-hit wonder. Your time could come and go just like that.
Yeah.
So watching my mom and daddy get up and go to work every day, I didn't put all my eggs in, I done made it in music. This ain't enough money to make it in music, really. Like, you know, I made, you know, maybe when it's all said and done, about $100,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's more than what my parents ever seen, what I ever seen, but this ain't enough. I can't live and die with this.
Yeah, right.
So I'm at the barbershop. Yeah. I'm still cutting hair at the barbershop every day, sun up to sun down.
So Icy's burning the streets. You at
it's
the barbershop.
It's the number one song on the radio, but it's like, I'm still at the barbershop. I'm at the barbershop. Matter of fact, with the radio on, like, ooh, my song number one today.
Yeah.
You know, we number one on the radio right now. You know what I mean? And I'm happy about that. And I'm happy about cutting hair. And I'm happy about playing at church. And I'm happy about still selling beats. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
So that's it. I feel good. I'm straight.
Yeah.
So if it don't go no further than this, I was happy I had that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, Gucci get the murder case. He go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how long he gonna be gone. Now I don't got Gucci Man no more. All I got is the songs that we done been recording and this and that. I don't got no other artist that's, you know, that's as big as him.
And that's locked in.
That's like, locked in. So I did his second album called Hard to Kill. So it was all Zaytoven, all the music I had recorded.
That
was a hard album
It's hard.
You know what I mean? That's where the song Pill, I Might Be. All that, you know, Freaky Girl, all that stuff come off of that album. And it's like...
was crazy.
So it's like, you know, but still, I'm still looking at it and like, okay, that's dope. I ain't make no crazy money or nothing like that.
I'm going to tell you something else funny. What? I had another phone call to you, and I don't even know if you know this.
Mm.
You know I'm the first R&B singer that Gucci did a record with.
See, I didn't know that.
I call you. You're like, you want Gucci on the record?
Yeah.
Because he had put out Freaky Girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had a song called Freaky. Freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Get on my nerves.
And you like, oh yeah, I'm going to connect you with Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Call Deb. I pay Gucci Mane $5,000. Imagine that.
Imagine
a
that.
Gucci Mane verse for $5,000.
$5,000.
Nigga, that's 100 years
ago
now.
Yeah.
I call you, say, Zay. I say, Zay, I need him. You like, I got you. Send the record. He shouts you out on the record. Yeah.
That's what he always
Everything off beat.
That's what that's Gucci.
The whole verse is off beat.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, and this was back when I was I'm on my engineer days then. I'm like, shit, all right, I gotta shift this.
We shifting.
Nigga, and to this day, it's still people that be like, nigga, that record with you and Gucci, nigga,
he
back
never
in the day.
Put it out.
The people that
Man, Gucci's so funny when it comes to that. Gucci.
No, he knows.
I know that, but I'm talking about off beat. I know that Gucci right there.
I'm like, come on, dog.
I got the first Gucci Mane R&B feature.
What are we doing?
He had never been on R&B record before that.
This is a Gucci hit record. Gucci on it.
Gucci was like, yeah.
You got Gucci on
was
it.
So, Gucci hey, Zay man. Told me.
He's just building records for his trophy case.
For his trophy case.
Just to talk about it. Yeah, I got this joint.
I've never had a chance to say it, man, but thank you.
Oh, come on, bro. That's love. My brother.
I ain't really
That's why I rock with Gucci, bro. It don't matter who. If Zay made the phone call, shout out Zay Tobin. Zay. It's everything Zay.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you ain't really got to shout me out on it, but okay, appreciate
it. So you put this album out. All right. Or how did y'all do it? Did he put it out?
I put it out. He was in jail, so he was with Big Cat Records at the time, so they coming to me like, say, I need you executive producer album because we ain't got no music on Gucci. He do everything at your house, mm-hmm. so we need some songs to put out. So I got all the songs and put it out. And that's when I start thinking about, okay, I got to start building a Zaytoven name. Because I don't know if Gucci, you know.
You don't know what's going
to
happen.
I don't know what's going to happen. So now, I put out Hard to Kill. After that, I put a mixtape out called Ice Attack. And I said, put my face on there. Put Gucci face. Yeah. You know, because now I'm starting to try to brand myself.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, Gucci not going to be around or whatever, this and that. So that's when the name start, you know, kind of getting hot in the streets real tough.
Yeah.
Now, every dope nigga in the world, I need to go see Zayto. And it's because Gucci saying, Zay is this, Zay. That's all he's saying. So he to the world now, he just off somebody and everybody know about it. So his credibility goes through the roof.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeezy the hottest thing smoking, but Gucci just, he on TV for, you know, for popping somebody. Like, so, you know how it is with
street
music.
Yeah.
It's streets. It's like.
It looked like. And I'm sure there were artists before Gucci, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, that were actually who they were.
Yeah who they were.
Now it's like,
Gucci
oh, he's living
like,
his raps.
This nigga's, he's living this
he's
shit.
He's living, yeah.
And you, he's actually living it, and he's on Power's rotation on the radio.
Yeah.
And so to every dope boy who's ever had being on the radio ambitions, you're the soundtrack
Track
to that.
That's exactly what it was.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This don't happen.
No, it don't.
Especially not us being able to get in this room together and talk about this and really be like, man, you did that. Oh, yeah, you did that. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it don't happen, bro.
Man, listen, I try to tell people all the time, that's really like, that's God's favor, I feel like, on me, because I didn't, like I said, I didn't get into this to get where I'm at.
Right.
And a lot of things that came to me, I don't know where they came from. It's like, bro, I didn't expect that. I didn't know that was coming. I don't know where that came from. But it landed right in my lap. All these artists we talking about that was not even big artists, they end up coming into the Zaytoven world, and then they blow up. So that just kept me going for so long. And I remember a prophetess saying this to me in church. She passed a few years ago, a lady named by the name of Diane Palmer. You know, you in church, so you know somebody call you up and prophesy to you.
Many times, yeah.
She said to me, your sound is going to be across the nations. And I thought she, you know, I'm playing organ at church. I'm like, bro, I ain't even that good playing. I'm okay. Like, I'm not, you know how, it's musicians out here that'll play you up under the table. Like, man, it's like, man, I ain't nowhere near good as him.
Yeah.
And I tell people that even with producing, I'm not as good as a lot of people. Feel like I got something unique, but I'm not as good as people playing the keyboard and anything. I'm super great, but I'm not all that good playing like that. And I ain't all that good making beats, but the combination is what makes, you know.
Marriage.
Yeah. So she was telling me, like, your sound is going to be great over the nations. I didn't know she was talking about trap music. You get what I'm saying? I didn't know all these years this music been going on. It's almost stemmed from the trap music I was making in my mama's basement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she was talking about. So, you know what I mean? That's, I always look at it like that, bro. Like, God just bring different situations and put people in my life to make me continue to keep going and right. keep getting bigger. So,
yeah.
He said favor. That's a real thing.
That's straight up.
Watch my guy, Keith Battle. Pastor Keith Battle. He did my wedding, but I've been knowing him since I was a kid. And I was just watching, I was scrolling past the videos, mm-hmm. and he said, "See favor," and I was just kept scrolling. I said, "No, let me go back to that."
Yeah.
And he just started talking about favor and how favor, you know, one thing about favor is that it's always very particular. Mm. It's not all y'all, it's you.
Yeah, it's just you, yeah. Yeah.
Favor is you. Mm-hmm. And favor has a public demeanor. You know, even if the favor is given to you in private, it's going to have a public effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Or for the most part, it's in public.
Yeah.
And you can see the favor on somebody. You're like, how?
Yep.
Like as you talk about this,
yeah.
as you continue to break artists and just break
it's,
artists.
It's like,
break,
how? It's like, why? How
are you doing this?
How you doing it?
Yeah. Different kind
so
of
that's
favor.
What it is. That's you know, and that's where the credit go, bro. Cause you know,
yeah,
it ain't nothing I'm super special at. It ain't that I work extra harder than somebody else or none of that. So
favor.
You know,
favor.
That's what it is.
Cool. I got a question too, though.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
As a producer, you might not look at it this way, but as a super producer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Who would you do a versus against?
A versus?
Mm.
That you respect, that you like, you know what? Me and this producer will go crazy.
Let me think about that.
Going back and forth with these records.
That's hard for me to say because... Like, I got so many producer buddies, and all of them is, I done watch producers come from, they'll come and hang out at my mama's basement. Now they some of the biggest producers in the world right mm-hmm. now. But I think because of my time stretches, you
I
know.
I to say you've been doing it
it's
for so long.
It's kind of, it's hard. Because, like, when I came in the game, it was Shawty Red, Nitty, mm-hmm. Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Yeah. Those were like my... guys I'm kind of battling against yeah. a little bit, you know what I mean? But then later on became like Mike Will, Sonny Digital,
yeah.
and you know, guys like that. Then came Metro
yeah. London,
808 yeah. Mafia, yeah. you know what I mean? So I kind of been there before. Like I remember I sit on the couch and, you know, with say Metro and he'd be like, man, I got in it, Zay got, you know, I started making beats watching Zay or Mike Will to say, man, Zay used to let me come to the house. And so it's like I was kind of before them,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Now, these guys are the biggest in the world now. But, you know, it's like I don't know another producer I feel like that's on the same time stretch that I'm on.
20 years of hit mm-hmm. records.
So it's different.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I respect that.
Not to say that my music is better than theirs or I got right, bigger right. hits, but it's just, right. it's over, a wide,
it's
yeah.
It's so much time yeah. in
it's
music.
It's a lot of time, yeah. It's a
who
lot of
has
time.
That much time yeah. in music?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and at the end of the day, too, I just appreciate the guys that you said, too, though. Just the...
Man, they the biggest.
The respect you just paid to them.
Yeah. They the biggest.
Yeah, you know absolutely. What I'm saying? I get it. Yeah. I get it.
I'm going to tell you what I love about them. They always will reach back and say, Zay, I'm working on this project. You know, I need you to do something. Or I want you to do something on this
that's
with
dope.
Me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, now these guys I used to let come to my mama house, to my mama basement. You know, I'm not knowing this finna be a super mega producer. I didn't yeah. know these guys going to be big as they are.
Yeah.
So, you know. It's a blessing to see that.
You're connected
it's
a, to yeah. all of
it's connected.
All of it.
Bro, all man, if you knew how many people came out of my mama's basement, it's amazing.
That favor again.
It's, yeah. That's it.
More that
yeah.
favor.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay, all right. All right, he going to the piano. I mean, because we, you know, we got the piano man here. Huh?
You know what we ought to be doing? You know what we got to do for the podcast? We got to, man, we got to do a behind the scenes of us creating a song. From scratch.
Let's do it.
Something a special edition, something special.
Come on, man. You family, whenever you want to pull up to the podcast, it's, that's up to you.
So you've heard a lot of music in your time.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a lot of music in your time. Some of it. Is your favorite? We want to know your top five. Your top five.
Yeah.
Top five. Your top five. R&B.
Yeah.
R&B songs.
That's the guest singer that come from the other church. That, you know, she coming in trying to show out. That's exactly what that is. Like, come on, bro. You know, you coming to do a solo, you doing way too much.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, you know, the whole church looking at you like, come on,
bro. How many selections he going to do?
Yeah, how many songs he going to do, bro? You know that's how it go, too. You can't tell him nothing.
Say, Tobin. Oh, shit. Your top R&B singers. Top five. You get five of them. Let's go.
Five. Mm-hmm. I got to go with Ara Kelly.
Mm. Yeah.
Ara.
I don't know if that hurt nobody, you know. Yeah, I don't know if people want to hear that.
We don't care.
The R and R&B.
Yeah. I got to go R. I got to go R for sure. I got to go Usher.
Mm-hmm. Mm, mean.
I'm a Jodeci guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with Joe.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Joe.
That boy cold.
It's one of my favorites.
Cold.
I'm throwing Tank in now.
Oh, shit.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why, bro. I wasn't even up on your music or none of that, right? My wife came and said, and I forgot who she said that turned her on to it, but she came and played me. Now, you already had, I think, I Deserve out. Mm-hmm. You probably had Slowly out already, which I didn't really pay that much attention to. I went back to it after I heard I'm So Close on what album that was?
That was number two album. That was One Man.
I was like, hold on, this nigga here going crazy. You know what I mean? So
you know what's crazy?
What?
All the sounds in that song are from the Triton.
That probably what drew me to it.
All drums, everything.
Oh, shit. For real.
All
so that part, that part drew to.
I was like, they brought a Triton into the studio, and I was like, I don't even use no Triton. And I just started going through the sounds.
That might be what it was.
And I had my MP. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just grab the sounds out of here and just work with it.
That song caught my ear, and then I started listening to that project, and then. I'm the reason why I start sticking out to it. It's like,
Then
I start listening, like, hold on, bro. My wife got me listening to you, and it's like, now I done turned into a Tank fan.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Say, Tobin, your top five R&B songs. You're tricky.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
You make songs, brother.
You make songs.
You make songs. Mm-hmm.
So, I like by Cut Close. I don't know if y'all remember that. That's
I don't
one of
that
my
one.
Oh, that's one of the ones. Usher, Can You Get With It?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like, you know, these like with it hidden shit. Gems almost.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, all these songs might be nasty songs or hunching songs.
Yeah, man.
Because,
yeah, man.
Like, with
you are
Joe.
From the church.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Y'all with, stay hunching.
That's what we do.
With Joe, it's, Baby, I Can Do It Right. I think it's called I Can Do It Right. It's on his Everything album. See, y'all might not know this. I might be giving, y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all might be too young for all this.
Zay, I'm sure I'm older than you, Zay. I'm sure I'm
y'all
older
might
than
be,
you, Zay.
Y'all might, you know what I mean? Y'all might be too young
Zay,
for these songs.
What I've noticed, though, is Zay like album cuts.
Album cuts. No, these
he loves album
gems.
Cuts.
Yeah.
But I'm a, like, if you listen to my music, it's... I never felt like I made
you wasn't
radio music
yeah.
or
yeah,
hit
yeah,
music.
You made body
my
of
man
work.
Is like,
body of work.
You know, classics. We ain't trying to make no hit. We trying to make something that's like, you know.
Forever.
So, yeah.
Not
so,
for now.
But I go to Strip For You, R. Kelly,
mm-hmm.
and then Tank, I'm So Close. Like, these are songs that when I'm out with my wife and we hanging out, these songs automatically going to play all the every time we go out.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so many other songs. Why you keep playing these songs?
All right. Let's get to your Voltron, brother. We're going to make a Voltron. Zay Tovin's Voltron, the most powerful R&B artist you can make. We want to know who you're going to get the vocal from for that artist, who you're going to get the performance style from, who you're going to get the styling from.
Who going to put the fur on?
Who going to put the fur on?
Who got
the who going to get the heart of the artist from? And since you are a super producer, who's going to produce the album?
Okay.
Let's start with the vocal. Who you getting the vocal from?
I might go Usher.
Usher universal vocal.
Universal.
Yeah.
Do anything.
I go Usher.
Mm-hmm. Sing anything.
Yeah. I go Usher.
Who are you getting the performance style from?
Might go Chris Brown. You know, he going to put on the show.
Hell yeah. You got yeah, every time. Damn right.
Every I go Chris, time. He might do a backflip. So,
he yeah. might.
Yeah.
He going to do a backflip. He going to do a backflip.
Okay.
Okay. Styling.
I go Trey Songz, maybe. Trey got a little swag on him, so I go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Braze Trey or the?
The Braze Trey. It's more.
Braze Trey.
More street, more, yeah, you know. Yeah. I go that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I go that way.
Passion of the artist, the heart of the artist.
I gotta go like Fantasia then.
Yeah. Barefoot.
She gonna kick yeah, it off barefoot,
with
yeah,
her
yeah.
shoes
yeah.
off.
Early.
Yeah,
off
that's
the rip.
Passionate. No, that's
I gotta
passionate.
Get to it now.
That's right passionate. Now. Yeah.
And who's gonna produce for this artist?
I think I'm gonna go with Zay Tovin. Yeah.
I know I do.
Yeah. What else we got, Chief?
That's what's up.
Take him to church.
I ain't saying no names. Where you was? Who you with? What you did? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
You can't cuss in church, though, but go ahead.
Don't say shit.
But go ahead.
Got to work on me. I'm a work in progress.
God know your heart.
Yeah, he know your heart.
God know your heart, man.
Get him,
so we got we got this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm.
You tell us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Your travels in this thing, and in throughout the trap, throughout the industry,
mm-hmm.
your travels.
Zay
Tovin's travels throughout this whole thing. The only rule to the game, you can't say no names.
Okay.
I know you done been to some places. You done seen some things.
I have.
Just can't say no names.
Can't say no names.
Yeah.
Statue of limitation. Shh.
Let me think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, while you think, I'm going to introduce it to the people.
Because
this is Zay Tovin.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. So Icy himself.
That's him.
Versace.
Mm.
It's also him.
Make the trap say, hey!
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And he gonna give you your papers.
Damn.
I like that.
Huh?
I like that.
Is you rolling?
Might be.
Zay Tovin. I ain't saying no names.
So, I had an artist, a well-known artist, asked me to come out, do a show with him. And I don't even know what part of Texas we was in. Somewhere I didn't really know of. You know, they wanted me to bring the band. So I got me, I got the keys, got my drummer and my two guitars. So we go do the show. Damn, boy, he gonna know I'm talking about him too. We go do the show. We go back to the hotel. He takes off because he's going to another city before we get there. Where we at, ain't no phone. You can't, ain't no service, you know, with the hotel we at. So he was supposed to have the transportation set up for us to get to the airport, you know what I mean, everything, so we can fly to the next city. Man, the man ain't booked no flights. He ain't booked no Uber to come get us. So we stuck out in this place in Texas.
Middle
we
of
don't
nowhere.
Know. I'm talking about the middle of nowhere. Phone ain't got no service or nothing. Now, I got my people with me. They looking at me because it's like, okay, Zay, we follow
they
you.
Came,
you
yeah,
they
yeah.
came for me. And you can't get the man on the phone. I'm talking about 3-4 days.
You stranded.
It's like stranded. Like, what kind of, what's going on here? You know what I mean? So, you know, and this was like, this was kind of early. This was back in the day where it's like, I don't even think we was using Uber like you know like it was now. I don't think it was Uber.
Yeah,
it
I was trying
like,
to find a cab.
We was trying to have we had either find a cab or the
or a car
like a shuttle or something yeah. like that. Yeah, like a car service. But we ain't had nobody number. He wouldn't answer his phone, so we ain't had nobody else to call. So we just stuck out here. But we stayed out there like 3 days, you know, and then had went back to Atlanta. And it's like, bro, what happened? Like, what happened? Like, why, you know, when you finally get to him, like, bro, what happened? Oh, bro, artists do dope, drugs, they be on something else. Man, I was tripping, bro, my bad, this and that. And that made me stop really touring, you know what I mean, playing, being a musician for an artist on the road. Cause of that, you know what I mean?
Left you in, just left y'all.
Bro, we talking about Texas where it's like, ain't nothing around. Like, the room, I don't know why we was in these rooms, because they don't stay in the same room we stand in. It's like, okay, the band, y'all stay over here. We stand in the Royal Suite over here.
Right.
But me, now, even though I'm Zaytoven, I'm not the type of guy that's finna say, okay, band members, y'all stay there, I'm gonna go stay with them. No, I'm gonna stay with y'all. Y'all here for me.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it was just like, dang, bro levels here, you know, for 3 days. And ain't even reach out, ain't say nothing, answer the phone, or none of that. So it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
3-4 days.
Was the rooms paid for at least?
Bro, ain't nothing paid for.
Oh my God.
That's what make it so bad. It's like, now, okay, so how'd now I'm back? Responsible. Huh?
How'd y'all get back?
So the guy at the front desk, he was like, bro, what y'all need, you know, I'm gonna help y'all get to where y'all going. You know what I mean? So we stayed for a while because we like, nah, they gonna get us, you know, they gonna get us out of here. They just took a few days, and it, for me, that made me be like, bro, I don't wanna say I'm bigger than that, but it's like, bro, this ain't worth it.
This ain't for me.
This ain't worth it.
Nah.
And the money don't be worth it when it comes to doing that stuff.
You just gotta, you know.
But I was doing it out of the love.
Just love being a musician,
I was doing it out of love for it and this and that. And the guy, you know, the musicians now, they geeked up about it.
Yeah.
Right.
To them, it's like, bro, we all over the world. We doing this and that. We playing behind this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Because that's some people's passion.
Man, I don't even know how they do it. I got my drumming out at the church finna go on tour. I'm like, bro, I don't know how you finna do that, boy, because I sure won't do that no more.
It just depends on who you working for.
Huh?
Somebody can, the artist can make the experience either really great or really fucked up for you.
I think me being who I am in the game already, mm-hmm. that's kind of, it was like going backwards for me in a way. So it's like, bro, I'm not used to this type of treatment and mm-hmm. I'm not used to this type of money.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing it because it's like, okay, I love to do it. I want to do mm-hmm. it. I want experience. Mm-hmm. But it's like, bro, that don't make no sense.
Yeah. It at least got to be like, you know, 5-star comfortable for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm the type of guy, if it can't be that for who all coming with me, then it's, I can't lead them out like that and I'll go hang with, no, I ain't that type of person.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we got to stay, you know, with the
days
Roach
in.
Motel, yeah, like.
3-4 days.
No disrespect to the days. Yeah. You got to stay at a motel where you
get
to
old,
your room,
man,
from outside.
Yeah.
Ain't no hallway.
Yeah.
That's tricky. That's tricky business.
That's tricky business.
It is.
That's tricky business.
It is, bro.
Tricky business. I get it.
Yes.
Well, brother Zay, you are him, brother.
Man.
You are absolutely
man. I'm glad
man.
I came, bro.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
man.
This. For
we
sure.
appreciate yeah. having you, man.
Thank you, bro.
We just outside of being family, man, just, you know, we just appreciate everything you've done, man. Mm-hmm. And the way you've done it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With
your
honor.
Your name is... Your name is great in these streets.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard.
That's how I want
nobody
it.
Couldn't
that's
tell like, me nothing nah. sideways about you, bro.
And they better not.
That's what I like. I like when somebody else can say, nah, Zay, everybody gonna say the same thing about me. So that's good.
That main solid.
Mm-hmm.
That main right there.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you, brother.
That's love.
My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is Dare Every Money Podcast, the authority on all things.
Yes, sir.
R&B.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has been Mr. Frick. All the artists himself. Still at the church. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You might get a haircut.
I mean, you're just saying. You might fade you up.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a man of the trap. Give it up for Zaytoven, y'all.
Hello.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RNB Money.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.